Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to Sarah, please?
This is she. Who am I speaking with?
This is Devon Clemens.
Devon Clemens, and you're calling for?
I'm calling about Ron Clemens.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, so I'm calling about the bank statements.
Okay.
I was wondering, what exactly do we need those for?
Okay, so the county, so they request it usually for people trying to get onto the waiver because they need to do a financial look back. Okay? So it's not something that we necessarily need, meaning to say the agency doesn't need it. It's the county. Now, it's not personal. They request it from anybody trying to get onto the waiver, and I know it's super, super, super annoying, and I'm not trying to be, like, antagonizing about it. It's just what the requirements are. So that's basically it.
Doesn't the information need to go to DHS?
Yes. Yeah, so this
because he's already getting disability. He's already qualified for disability. Is it SSI or SSA that he gets it on? He probably gets SSI based on his income.
Yeah.
So it's actually...
So he already was already approved for that.
I understand. So the SSI and all of that, that was approved by a different department. Departments don't share information. Legally, they're not allowed to. So when you're applying for the waiver, it's a whole other department that you're dealing with. And they need to do this information and process it. Like, they are so strict, they literally, like, manually process this information. So... it's just something that is a requirement for the getting onto the waiver. Now, if you would say that you don't have this information, you don't have a bank statement, you know, there's things they can do. But if they see on file that you do have the information and you're not providing it, they're just going to, like, what's it called? You're going to have to go through an appeal with them, which is not, like, it's not a big deal either. But they do need the information regardless.
Is this information, it goes with the application to 600, whatever, application 600 and something? This information goes to DHS or your agency?
So we collect it if you want for us, and we could send it in for you. But it goes straight, it's for the county, not for us.
That's what I thought. So can it go directly to the county for this information? Because this is personal information that the agency really shouldn't need if you're only employing the person that is caregiver. Can he go directly through the agency for the personal information that you're asking for?
Okay, so let me just provide a little bit more clarity. As the agency and as the department you're talking to now, my job is to walk you through the process and help you get onto the waiver program. Nobody is, like, the information you're sharing is bank statements, not bank account numbers, not bank account anything. No private information is, like, shared to be used against you or anything like that. And what you're sharing to the county... is just bank statements. So they're just looking at history. It's not anything that can be affected or used against you. But if you want to just send it straight to the county, that's fine. I just want to make sure you're sending the right paperwork so they don't, you know, we don't get held up with the lack of clarity.
You understand what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to DHS? So what's another way to get the waiver besides working with you as far as, like, missing the middleman? I know that you're trying to assist and help, and we appreciate that.
Right.
But what is it? What?
So what you can do is you can try and do it on your own, learn how to do the whole process. The benefit of the agency is we know ways to get through to the county faster. So what is a 90-day process, we cut down to 30 days for you. Now, if you don't want to share any of that financial information, I could just give you the county's email. You could go down yourself. You could just submit it, and that's fine. I don't need to. Sometimes I never even get financial information.
Shouldn't the county already have this information if he's already getting disability and Medicaid?
So, again, they don't. That's a whole different department in the
county. Oh, it's
a
whole different department. Okay.
It's not even like the people who we're dealing with down at the county is just with the waiver program. Totally insurance involved.
So when you ask for his bank statements, what information are you looking for on there? Like the balance, like how much income he has or what his balances are or what he owns? Like what information are you looking for?
So it's not us. It's not us that's looking. This is not me.
You're just the middleman assisting in getting approved.
Exactly. Like I can send you.
So they're just looking for. Yeah.
So let's say you have any withdrawals or deposits over 500. That's usually, for most of my clients, that's usually like a Social Security check. They just want an explanation of that. if you have a deposit, a withdrawal of $1,000. Like, I had a client the other day, he had that on his bank statement. He had brought a scooter for himself. So he just had to tell them, like, hey, I brought a scooter for myself, and that was it. Like, they just need to, they're just, the reason why.
They're trying to verify your income. Is that correct? They're trying to verify your income.
It's not that deep. It's really, you want the services to get onto the waiver, and the county and state is paying somebody that you choose to be the caregiver. So they just want to make sure that you're 100% qualified, because everybody wants their mom, their dad, their sister.
Okay, right. They
want to
make sure that you don't have enough money your own self to pay somebody. I understand
exactly.
That part.
Yeah, so it's not like all this procedure, there's nothing extra we make you do. If anything, like, you know, we try and cut down as much as you don't have to do. And that's basically it. Like, no one, like, I'm definitely not out to get you guys. I do this so much.
Yeah, I understand that. It just seems like as an agency, that's asking for a lot of money to go, I mean, a lot of information, documents.
Well, you don't have to give it to us.
It seems like the disability award letter should be enough, because in order to qualify for the disability, is his financial, or is his SSI or SSA? Do you know?
SSI.
So he already
has it. So that's what people mostly get confused about. That SSI is part of his financials. Means to say that's part of he received. The how and when he got approved for the SSI has nothing to that reason does not qualify him for the waiver.
So okay.
That's a whole other department, and it's, like, doesn't even come in. But if you're uncomfortable with, like, hearing that information, the bank statements, people only do that if they need assistance. But if you're, you know, more than happy to just go straight to the county with it and submit it there, then that's perfectly fine. And also, I think I did explain to Devon that getting the financials is the second part of the process. First, Ron has to see if he's going to be medically approved. But what I like to do in my process, just to make things go faster, is I have you guys just collect the financials just to have it ready. Because when they come down, I want you to be able to submit it. Because the broker, which is an intermediary between the county and us, who's going to see if Ron is a qualified for the services medically, they're going
to come
down.
Right, I guess we need to know that first. We need to know that first.
Yeah, so they're going to come down. Now, when they come down, they ask if you have the financial information. That's why I have asked you guys to get it ready so you can give it to them there, and they just submit it straight to the county. You don't have to go down. You don't have to email. They literally process it, and it goes straight into the county system, and it just goes way faster. So, like I said, just doing it with the agency, we have these tricks and ways to make it go from 90 days to 30 days, but again, if that's not something you're comfortable, we have respect.
So did they just start implementing this process, or was this because I was just asking because there's a process with a few other clients that a few of us have dealt with in the past.
And
they didn't necessarily need the bank statements because the letter alone proved. And the fact that they haven't had a job.
It really come down.
Was
their
kids at home?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't have any kids. Mm-mm. They didn't have any, no. Mm-mm.
And, well, maybe they didn't have any bank account. I mean, to say, let's say somebody comes to me and says they don't have a bank account, and they get close to
the side. The doctor usually fills out the information from the plans, information from the health.
Yeah, the doctor does the health part, but they don't do with the financial part to see.
I'm talking about coming down, the people coming down.
Yeah.
But.
I'm doing this a little bit different. Meaning to say, most people would make you go through the medical appointments first, but I'm asking for the financials first. I'm having you guys collect them first, so you could just submit them when the medicals come down with the broker, just so because it's easier.
Right.
I mean, for you, for benefits.
So it's already a different situation after he gets his operation department is now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be the thing about it for him after between now and then after his operation. I don't think that process going to change because we're already going to, once we assess the situation with the doctor giving the letter and everything, the note, they're already going to have an idea of what his whole situation is and what his process looks like, because what he might need today is not going to be the same as what he's going to need next week. You know what I'm saying? Especially with this process he's going through as far as, like, surgery with Crohn's disease and stuff like that. So
that's
I mean,
why it's
well,
very like, there's going to need a, you're going to, so there's a medical form that I could probably send you that his doctor, primary care physician, needs to fill out for the broker.
Yeah.
And his doctor can put everything down in that form.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you're comfortable with, I already did have, as per discussed, I already did have one of our doctors give you, like, I see they're booked to call you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he already got a good doctor. His the doctor he got is really good. He's really, like, he's going to be able to get things done, like, no problem.
Okay.
Even if we had to switch insurance, the doctor's still fine. Like, this doctor, he's dealt with him for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
So, he's right. He's going to take care of everything.
Yeah.
On his end, without an issue. They're very familiar.
Yeah.
So, because he's been going through medical issues for a while, it's just been debilitating.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing where I'm at right now. Like, I work through hundreds of clients a day. I help them get onto the waiver. If you guys are going to be uncomfortable with the assistance, at the end of the day.
So I'm not necessarily uncomfortable with the assistance. I just was trying to clarify and verify exactly why, because when I need to explain to him, you know what I'm saying, on his behalf, because people get skeptical about certain things if they don't understand the process, especially older people in these type of situations that aren't very knowledgeable of what this even, how far, like, this sounds like you're saying a lot of people are trying to do it because they're knowledgeable of it. He's from a whole other place. He's not even from here. He's from Haiti, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't really have a clear understanding of certain health institutional processes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a little bit more knowledgeable of my mother and so on and so forth because they've done things to certain extents, but like you said, things are different in certain ways and certain, and so it's just
the
clarification.
I mean, it's all the same thing at the end of the day. Everyone's doing the same thing. It's just a matter of, it's like filling out your registration. It's like checking in, signing in before getting into the airport instead of doing it at the airport. It's like you're just doing the same thing, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really, everyone's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this statement should be, everything should be ready for Monday because he's not able to go to the bank
right
now. On Monday, we're going to go.
Well, Devon, I want to just also state that right now this case is ready to, like, I would say, if you guys don't have the financial statements yet, I would just say start getting to see if you're medically approved. So I would have you guys call into the broker and schedule his first assessment. They come down to you.
Okay. So call the broker and request.
Yeah. Request an assessment.
And then once they do that,
they're going to come down. Now, the thing is, they are going to ask you if you have any of the financial paperwork with you. And that's what I was trying to get you prepared for. Because if you give them
They're not going to schedule it before Monday anyway. We're going to still go on Monday. So
I know, but they may schedule it for Wednesday or Thursday, and the paper.
Yeah, we'll be ready by then.
Okay.
We'll be ready because we're gonna be right on top of it because we're already trying to get this thing expedited as fast as possible due to the circumstances of his finances and his life, like the way he's living and things like that, and the way that he's doing, like. I'm helping as much as I can, but I can only do so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this circumstance is really going to be able to help me to do more for him because I have three kids to take care of too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a life, but at the same time, he needs a lot because he can't do for himself.
I am going to give you a little bit of a warning, Devon, that the county, which we don't have that much control of, once they get all the information, their process period could take a while. I mean, we could send out emails and call them as many times as we can, but that could take a while. So I'm just letting you know.
What's a while?
Be prepared for that. Okay.
Yeah, what's a while possibly?
So they have a 30-day grace period where they're allowed to process it, okay? And within that process, they're allowed to you know, they're allowed to process it whenever they want. But, you know, it's not fair to us because let's say you spent 2-3 weeks trying to get the financials, getting the doctor appointment, all of that, and then you have to wait another 2 weeks on top of that, it gets annoying. So I just want you to know the facts that sometimes it does take a little bit of time. But, you know, as an agency, we push as much as we can. Like, I try and call in at least every couple of days for you guys and, like, you know, we try and escalate it as much as we can. So I just want you to know also that, like, getting the financial statements can take some time. I know you say you're going to be ready for all that. So do you have a clear idea of what he needs still? Did I send you that text message?
Yeah, I have exactly what he needs, just a six from 2020 to 2023, and then the rest from 24 up.
Yeah, he's going to need the January and June from 2020 to 2023.
Yeah, just the six.
Yeah,
so
do you want me to send you let me see here. Do you want me to send you the paperwork for stating that he needs all this? Or you're fine.
Well, would you think it would help if I showed a bank? Does it make it any easier, or does it be the same regardless?
It's going to be the same regardless. It's just I want you to know that this, what I have here, what I'm reading from, is straight from the county.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay.
Now, I'm just trying to clarify so I can explain to him. I couldn't explain.
Yeah. The county needs it to verify his financials. And his departments don't, like, the SSI department doesn't work on the waiting process.
Right.
It's like UPS trying to work with a grocery. It's two different things.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, so moving forward.
So now I would give you the number to call the broker.
I actually have the number, I believe, on there.
It's ending in 427?
Let me see.
Also, I would ask you to keep in mind that I don't know what process you went through with other people. I don't know what services you were trying to get there, but, you know. This is just the program.
Yeah. 4227550.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you're going to call into that number and he has to request an assessment, not you. He has to be the one to request it legally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be in touch with you on Monday, and you'll give me an update on when that assessment is, okay?
Okay, so he's going to request the assessment himself personally?
Yes, they request it personally. He could put you down as a designated representative on the file, so you could talk on his behalf going forward.
Okay. Alrighty. No problem. So I'll take care of all of that on Monday, and I'll call you on Monday and let you know as far as the statements, what that process is looking like.
Okay, amazing. And remember, he's going to have that award letter, right?
Yeah, we already have that. Or
right.
He is. I think he has it already on file.
Amazing. Okay, great. We'll be in touch then.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend, sir. Take care.
You too. Also, be safe.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.